Next item, please.
111, request of Danny Robbins to address council regarding police response to the protests.
Good morning.
I want to know what an acceptable occasion to protest in this city without a permit is. On Inauguration Day, dissenters in the streets were assaulted by their own police force. But the next weekend, the mayor himself joined in an unpermitted protest at the PDX airport. Did he not see the travel ban on the horizon this Inauguration Day? If an unprovoked war or something equally horrific is headed from this administration, I want our city to be the loudest voice denouncing it. In the streets. This administration has made it clear from the beginning what their goals are and exactly what they aim to destroy. These are not things we can wait until after the fact to protest. Either you understand this, Mr. Mayor, or you're strictly interested in symbolic opposition to these harmful policies. If the target of the police response you commanded was to focus on violence, then why did we see crowds consisting of people with their hands in the air, being tear gassed and shot in the face with rubber bullets? Ribs were cracked. A citizen in a wheelchair was shot in the head with a concussion grenade. I stumbled upon a pair of glasses lost by a tourist who, walking back to her hotel, asked an officer what was going on, only to be smashed to the ground with the butt of his rifle, her face landing on the concrete. She stood up in a daze, only to be smacked down a second time. She asked for their names and badge numbers, but they refused to give them. While people laid screaming with their faces burnt by chemicals and flashbangs, police were filmed laughing and taunting them. Police corralled citizens and media into tight spaces and then launched explosives into the trapped crowds, which contained both children and senior citizens. What sort of strategy is this? This was a clear lack of training, compounded by unnecessary panic. If you are going to equip our law enforcement with military gear in response to a peaceful protest, they at the very least need to be trained in how to use it. My mother once told me, if you're holding a hammer, everything looks like a nail. I don't want to be just another nail to these police when all we're trying to do is demand basic accountability in our executive branch of government. I don't think I should need a gas mask to voice my concerns in unison with my neighbors. And the ACLU of Oregon agrees with me. According to reporters, you and Chief Marshman agreed to a hands-off approach if the protesters didn't march onto the freeways. Then a police captain called organizers an hour before the march to tell them the deal was off. This was terrible mismanagement of the police response, Mr. Wheeler, and I want you to promise us that it will never happen again.
Thank you. So we